But in order for us to actually realize the benefits of technology that can prevent concussion, it needs to meet regulations. That's a reality. And this device is for sale in Europe, but is not for sale in the US, and probably won't be anytime soon. So I wanted to tell you why. There's some good reasons, and then there are some not so good reasons. Bike helmets are federally regulated. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has been given jurisdiction to approve any bike helmet for sale. And this is the test they use. This is back to what I was telling you in the beginning of the talk about skull fracture. That's what this test is for. And that's an important thing to do. It can save your life. But it's not sufficient, I would say. So, for example, one thing this test doesn't evaluate is it doesn't tell you, is that airbag going to trigger at the right time and place and not trigger when it doesn't need to. Similarly, it's not going to tell you, is this helmet likely to prevent concussion or not? And if you look at football helmets, which aren't regulated, they still have a very similar test. They're not regulated by the government anyway. They have an industry body, which is the way most industries work. But this industry body, I can tell you, has been quite resistant to updating their standards. So in my lab, we are working on not only the mechanism of concussion, but we want to understand how can we have better test standards. And we hope that the governments can use this type of information to encourage innovation by letting consumers know how protected are you with a given helmet.